something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Burning and Shining Light.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, "Ye are the light of the world." Do you remember that? In St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, verse 14. Go there quickly. Have you seen it? Read it for me. One, two, go. Again, ye are the light of the world. You see that? Now, I told you, when he made those two great lights, the sun to rule the day and the night, and the moon to rule the night, that the moon actually is not a light, but receives its light from the sun, and then looks like a light and gives light at night. So the real light is the sun. And Jesus is called the Son of Righteousness with healing in his wings. Praise God. And Jesus said, "You are the light of the world." Why did he say that we are the light of the world? You see, because we are the children of light. Ephesians chapter 5. Read verse 8. One, two, go. Yes, you were sometimes darkness. It says you used to be darkness. But now are ye light in the Lord. He says, walk as children of light. Interestingly, there he says, walk as the technon of light. That means you are born of light. I'm a child of light. If you are the child of a dog, I said you are a dog. If you are the child of a camel, you are a camel. Is that right? Uh-huh. If you're the child of a human being, you're a human being. If you're the child of light, what are you? Light. So Jesus said, "Ye are the light of the world." Why? Because we are children of light. Say, "I'm a child of light." St. John's Gospel, when you read chapter 8 and verse 12, Jesus says, "I am the light of the world." Hallelujah. What a declaration. He says, "I am the light of the world." He said it. He said, "I am the light of the world." He was bold to say, "I am the light of the world." And he says to us, "Ye are the light of the world." Can we say what he said? This is confession. I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. You are going to manifest that light. Can you shout amen, somebody? Read verse 16, St. Matthew chapter 5. Read it for me. One, two, go. Let your light so shine. Let your light so shine before men that they may see what? Your good works. And glorify your Father which is in heaven. Now, when Jesus says, "Let your light so shine," it means it is our responsibility to make our lives shine. Not just shine, but it says, "Let it shine so much so that others will see the light." Hallelujah. Make your light shine. Make your light shine. I'm a child of light. I'm the light of the world. You see, I didn't make it up. Jesus said it. He said, ye are the light of the world. And he wants us to make bold declarations like he did. He said, I am the light of the world. And he says, you are the light of the world. And I say, yes, sir, I am the light of the world. Woo! Hallelujah! I am the light of the world. Sondarabashata kamaya. Yelebo satalamade. Yakabaranundo saria. I am the light of the world. Roba satalamande. I am the light of the world. Praise God forevermore. I am the light of the world. Everywhere I go, I am the light of the world. Segabonda la casa la haya. I am the light of the world. Libarondo lobosata. I am the light of the world. On the left hand, on the right hand, everywhere I go, I am the light of the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you still there? We're getting closer and closer. Nandangos ke prahala higas. Woo, 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 woo. Hallelujah. I come to something that is so striking. How I've thought about it through the years. Oh, St. John's Gospel, chapter number 5. Lima kasata bara de gesiti. Yeah, bro. Makabata dadaya. Libara masotoko. I'm reading to you from verse 33, chapter 5, St. John's Gospel. Jesus talks here. Ye sent unto John, and he bear witness unto the truth. But I receive not testimony from man. But these things I say that he might be saved. He's still talking about John. He was a burning and a shining light. And ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. Jesus makes this declaration about John. He was a burning and a shining light. Oh dear. Do you understand what he's talking about here? John was a burning and a shining light. It takes me back to the two great lights in Genesis. One of them was a burning and a shining light. The other one was a reflecting light. The sun is a burning and a shining light. It radiates energy. It is a burning and a shining light. And I told you, when Jesus said, I am the light of the world, he wasn't talking about a reflecting light. For the Bible says he's the sun of righteousness. Sun, S-U-N, not S-O-N. He's the Son of Righteousness, a burning and a shining light. And Jesus said that John was a burning and a shining light. Oh, if God will have that testimony of me, a burning and a shining light. Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth
Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony, please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188, or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveol360.com.
You know, being in Christ's embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ's embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then His vision becomes real, not only to you, but He makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ's embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Do you watch or listen to Pastor Chris Oyakhilome's programs on TV or radio? Have you been blessed? We invite you to join us in blessing many more with the gospel. To make the gospel available to many more, you can join the Lovell Television and Radio Ministry as a media partner and join us in sponsoring TV and radio programs of Pastor Chris on television and radio stations around the world. Join us and be a part of changing lives with the gospel. To sign up as a media partner, please call us on 0812-851-9834 or send a mail to mediapartners@loveol360.com. This message is titled, Burning and Shining Light. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.loveolradio.fm. To listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS. Or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveol360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.